and health care you need. If your employer doesn't supply health care coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private health care is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two as we normally do, except I'm going to stop for a second and say thank you, control room.
Thank you.
All the people in the control room.
Yes, it's a big crowd
it
there.
It is. Andrew J. Polk. You can put the J in there.
Oh, J, yes.
Ready? Andrew J. Polk. Thank you very much for being a dude in there. All right, now we're going to start with History Show with El Paso History Moment. It was produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. Her History Moment today describes soiled doves who worked in El Paso.
There you go.
Soiled doves are caged in El Paso. By the 1890s, El Paso's nickname, Sin City, was chiseled into stone as hundreds of saloons, sporting houses, and houses of prostitution rolled in town to set up business. Local honest business owners complained that these new, less-than-desirable citizens were driving away their customers. Even President Benjamin Harrison chastised El Paso during a visit, saying to the city leaders and El Pasoans that you cannot attract foreign capital or increased citizenship unless you have a reputation for social order, reminding them their town was known as Sin City. The call for civic pride and reform and social consciousness was never louder. So on May 15, 1890, Mayor Richard Caples and the City Council passed an ordinance to contain bordellos or houses of prostitution, prostitutes, and their business to a designated section of the city. The area would become known as the Utah Reservation and was laid out as a rectangular three-city block area, the borders being Oregon Street, Overland Street, Utah Street, now Mesa Street, and 3rd Street, creating one of the largest districts of sin east of San Francisco and west of San Antonio. Adding insult to injury, houses of prostitution and prostitutes were not only confined to this tolerated zone, they were also charged a monthly $10 fine for doing business in this zone, making this area of the town the biggest cash cow for the city. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
And you're on Facebook with that stuff.
That's right. That's right. I have a new Facebook page, El Paso History Moments Facebook page, where I post the history moments where people can listen to them.
And we hear you all the time on various day parts, middle of everywhere. And that was probably a good thing that we did that, because all of a sudden History shows that having history moments.
Yeah, and it promotes the show more, and I think it just promotes what we're doing, history.
It
fun
is.
Stuff.
It's a good thing. You have some interesting stories there. And the trolley strike you said happened this morning.
That
was
appropriate for what's been going on in the world right now. They're burning trolleys and throwing them over and all.
No,
there was actually another riot after that.
It's TxDOT today. You know, I think this is probably the last weekend that TxDOT's really going to mess with your head on the west side.
Because
once they get that overpass done, that's about the end of that. So that'd be cool.
You hope so.
There's nothing else to do.
Well, and the Mesa's all jammed because they're tearing that thing up, so you're down to one lane. And
you have to go to the border highway. Poor guys have a business on Mesa. Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right, back to reality. Call Bernie for what reason?
Oh, well, because, we were talking about the different people involved. You've got the El Paso History Alliance on Facebook. They have well over 50,000 followers, and they invite you to join them with historic pictures, information, and such. And that's manned by Max Grossman. And now if you have questions about the History Alliance or general history, you can give Bernie a call at 915-581-7920. And another promoter, a partner we need to promote, and that's the El Paso Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page. And it's a great page. It's managed by Barbara Gimbaney and her team, and they do great. They have an amazing treasure trove of historic pictures with background information and stories and more.
A lot of pictures out there. Another moderator we should mention is Art Garcia.
Yay,
and
Art.
BGB. We've got to call her BGB.
Yay,
she hasn't said I can't call her that yet, so I'm going to call her BGB.
BGB.
Barbara Gimbaney, that's good what they do. Okay.
What's she going to do? Call us? Yeah. Call us, Barbara.
What can she do?
Yeah,
don't find out. Whatever you do, don't find out.
Don't
hey, Patricia, we got Patricia Kidney on here still. Hey, Patricia, do you know Karen E. Thomas? Where's
do
Patricia?
I know who I'm
Karen. Karen Thomas.
Karen Thomas.
Yes, of course.
Well, she's commented on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show, enjoying the show. I just thought I'd mention that to you.
Well, so, she's one of my cohorts. I rook her into helping me with some of these things.
She's a shady lady, too.
Another one of those.
Yeah, she belongs to six guns of shady ladies also.
Hey, did we get past Sadie Orchard, or is that done? You want to go to a temperance rally?
Well, what I wanted to do, wrap up Sadie Orchard, was that she actually, during the murder trial of Oliver Lee, for the murder of Albert Jennings Fountain and his son Henry, Sadie operated the hotel there in Hillsborough and provided the meals to all of the attendees.
Oh, my gosh.
She made a lot of money off of that.
Oh, I bet. So any murder trial coming through was okay for her?
Yeah.
Except for the guy who got killed. Well, okay, so now, Temperance Rally of 1896 in El Paso, Texas. What
this followed on the heels of what Melissa was just talking about, how there was so much Sin City, they called it. It was the gambling, the drinking, the prostitution. And by this time, the women had arrived with their husbands, and they were trying to put pressure on the men to clean up the town. Things were not going well. You know, remember, the only people who could vote were men.
Oh, yeah.
And so all the businesses were run by men. And finally, in desperation, the Women's Christian Temperance Union brought in a temperance agitator, and they organized a temperance rally. And the rally was primarily held to try to sway the townspeople to get rid of all this stuff. So it was a big raucous event, and you know, there was a lot of tambourine playing. There was a lot of music going on, drums beating, and the temperance gal was saying, "Exterminate evil, stamp out demon rum, condemn the evils of Utah Street, close the houses of ill repute. Close the saloons, close the dance halls, run the scoundrels out of town."
Well, by 1896, you had a lot of people coming into town who were
not shady ladies.
They were the wives of the businessmen.
That's right.
And a lot of them
they were
got into women's club.
They had petitioned the city earlier in 1890 to try to get this movement going, and it just was difficult. Even though, and the El Paso Times published this letter about it, you know, it's like, you know, we're determined to get rid of all this. So they kept trying to get it, you know, stamped out. The men kept voting for it. So they brought that rally. And this little gal was apparently trained by the great Carrie Nation. The rally was wild and raucous. And while the gal was stomping around talking about why the liquor should go, there was a well-known madam in the crowd by the name of Madam Tilly Howard.
Oh, yeah.
And Madam Tilly took her on. And, I mean, she defended. She had all these reasons of the good that the saloon money brought in, the good that was done by her girls. And the bottom line was, finally, got the sheriff to come in and make a decision. Either if you run her out of town, then you know what will happen, Sheriff. You know, all those special favors you've been getting will go away.
Dry up.
Also, the cash they were paying fines to run the police department,
and
right?
And they were paying the police officers, the deputies and such. They were paying them, to protect them or do things or be bouncers and a lot of different
ways. One was a tax and one was under the table, I'm taking it, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it was both.
A lot of stuff. So the bottom line was they ran the gal out of town. And so there was a great deal of fun. And we have fun doing this because we have all the tambourine playing and the banners, and we have the crowd divided up into teams.
Oh, dear.
One for the – and you have to – you're given a temperance rally poster, flyer, and on that flyer is a number, a one or a two. And if you're on – get the number one on your – temperance flyer, you support the temperance gal. If you get number two, you support the madam. Then it's into a cheering and booing and hissing and foot stomping. It gets to be really a crowd.
It's best if the bar's been open for a while, I'm guessing. Just guessing.
Well, and people love to participate in these things. When we do the Six Guns shows and we get people to participate in the show, they're now part of the show. They just love it.
Oh, yeah. No, you guys. Yeah. Are you someday? You're going to do some more stuff, right?
Someday, yeah. No, actually, I think we have a show coming up in October.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be doing that.
Now, what about the Harden Days coming up in August? Not likely.
We're still planning to do it. You know, pending how everything comes down
with the city and all
here.
Now,
we're planning. It's on the calendar. Six Guns and Shady Ladies is set to do the performance, and it's just something that we have to play year by year.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's Concordia Cemetery, Central El Paso, and the crowd gets together. They're in the cemetery at John Wesley Harden's grave, and you guys have all kinds of favors and things you do. And
right. We're memorializing the death of John Wesley Harden at night.
And so that goes on every year, except maybe this year we'll have to see. Okay. I was just curious where that's going. All right, a lot going on here. Patricia Kidney is the lady. Let's go back. Beulah Moroz, Lottie Dino, Bronco Sue, Sadie Orchard, the Temperance Rally, and now you want to hit
the bathhouses.
The bathhouse on the Rio?
The bathhouses.
Is that a good idea? Really?
Every town had a public bathhouse.
Oh.
Because nobody had showers.
Bathhouses. There was a bath facility inside the hotel, but not everyone spent the night in the hotel when they came into town, and particularly these outlying areas in New Mexico. I do a lot of performances in New Mexico, and that's where I came up with this.
I got a question for you. I remember the movie that Tom Lee was in, and somebody was sitting in a bathtub. Is it that kind of thing where you have a big tub with water in it? A bathhouse?
No, it's not, because it is in the hotels. You have a big tub like that in the hotel. But in these bathhouses, you could not afford to bring in those great big bathtubs because the weight of them was out of sight, because your freight weight was based on, how much something weighed. So what they were using were something called the Japan bath. They're called Japan foot bathing tubs, and you stood in those tubs.
Oh.
And so this, the bathhouse, the way I present this, it's normally in a community that has a river by it. In Lincoln, it's the Bonito River.
Right.
In Silver City, at Fort Baird, it's the Membres River. And, of course, at Keystone, it was the Rio Grande.
Now, they change the water. They change the water in those tubs at least once a week, right?
Well, now, here's the deal. It depends on the price you want to pay.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Fresh water, you're going to pay a lot?
Your fresh water bath, now, that fresh water means I go down to the river and I get it, scoop it out, and bring it back just for you.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Uh-huh.
And we have that water. And that's fresh water. That means cold water.
Uh-huh.
If you want hot water, that's 5 cents extra. Everything is a little extra. If you want soap, that's extra. If you want a towel, a clean towel, that's extra. So usually it would end up costing you about 25 cents if you were at my bathhouse.
Is that the story of the bathhouse on the Rio, or is there more to it?
No, there's more.
Okay.
And you had the soaps were, it's what made it special.
Oh.
You know, there were specialized soaps for saints and sinners.
Okay, and what's the difference?
Yeah, so your soap, this is what where people really like this. It's good or bad intentions. The soap will wash away regrets or bad choices. It will wash away unrequited yearnings and hankerings. It will take care of saddle miseries. You know, those poor old cowboys have been in the saddle, and they had calluses that wouldn't quit. So
I have
at
to
that
ask.
Point,
go ahead.
A genuine lava scrub is provided from those lava beds.
Ooh.
Right there. You know, that's where we get that stuff.
I have to ask.
And then if all of that fails, there's a soap that's called Just Get Over It.
So, okay, one question I have to ask. Would you occasionally get used water and that was cheaper?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Oh,
no,
I feel better.
You did not get cheaper water. There was one way to go, cold water.
Okay.
Or hot water.
I was very
and
concerned
so I take
there.
Along my, you know, then we would specialize in heating it up. You know, we'd have it warmed supposedly on the stove, always
oh,
a pot.
All right. Patricia.
And then you were given the water. And in the privacy, your own privacy, you were told, you know, you start scrubbing and you scrub down as far as possible, and then you soap up as far as possible. So rinse yourself off.
Okay.
And you could, for donations, if you wanted to, you could take home a little sample of this, any kind of soap you wanted to call it.
Oh, my.
It's really popular at these outdoor events, and I'm set up like a shady lady, and it's like a fancy. It's fun. It raises money for Concordia.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. No, I wanted you to mention that because you don't do this just for. I mean, you do this for fun, but you also should get compensated. And what you do
always.
With anything you take in, you give it to Concordia. And that's a
yes,
good thing.
I do.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. We're going to take a break here. It's Patricia Kidney on the phone, and let's give out her phone number.
Yeah,
you got it. 591-2326 or pkidney@aol.com. And that website is www.concordiacemetery.org.
Right.
And
that's
not 591-2326 for Patricia. All right. Well, good luck with that. And we'll come back in a minute. Now, we already touched on the Harvey girls a little bit. We got that on the next list, but come back and do something on that if you feel like it, all right?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
All right. What is our phone number to call us, Melissa?
Oh, they can call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast is your chance to listen to the most distinguished newscaster of all time. Try to fit the facts of the day into his head.
When did this happen?
You will listen to him laugh. You will listen to him cry. You will listen to him do this.
We either have to get out of here or we have to eat someone.
All three seasons of the Ron Burgundy Podcast are available to binge now. Find the Ron Burgundy Podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Treatment doesn't have to be. Roman is now offering prescription allergy relief delivered right to your door. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed physician. They'll develop a personalized allergy treatment plan that works for you. With Roman, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Go to GetRoman.com/pollen for a free online visit today. That's GetRoman.com/pollen.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, who's coming in here next week? Chris Orwall. He's back to explain the U.S. space program and the new launch systems that happened in 2020. About, 10 days ago, two weeks ago, they fired off an Elon Musk rocket and two guys sitting in top, and they look so cool.
Yeah.
It, not like the old days. You saw the comparisons with the old pictures Apollo and Mercury. And,
so different.
And that's those guys just kind of jammed in there.
Oh, crammed in, basically.
Somebody said that that capsule could take seven people.
Yeah, it's set up to take seven people. And so when they start doing, you know, taking more missions and such, and when they start letting people go up for
charging tourists.
Yeah, get e-tickets.
Would you do that if the money was...
No, I have claustrophobia. I couldn't do that.
I couldn't breathe up there, I'm pretty sure.
No, I would be like...
How do you breathe upside down? Let's ask Chris Orwell. He's probably done it.
Yeah, because they're going to be pulling me away from the door. Going,
you know who should get a free ride on that thing is Chris Orwell.
He should.
And he could come back and tell us all about it.
He was a submarine captain, so he could handle
being confined. Okay, Chris, we've just nominated you to get a spaceship
That's
ride.
That's right.
But he's coming in here next week on June 27th talking about the that business of the new space race.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we won. We beat ourselves. But it was Elon Musk won. Whatever. He's the director of the New Mexico Space Museum in Alamogordo. He'll be here July 4th. That man has been on ABC 7 all month. Bernie Sargent will be here, and he's been talking about all kinds of stuff about the mission trail. We'll talk to him. He was going to be marshal of the July 4th parade, but now he'll have him on here. He can walk around the studio.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to
bring your flag, Bernie.
We're going to put a car. We're going to drive him around the studio.
Those little
tiny kid cars.
So we'll have more El Paso A to Z, and people have made history here. Here's what I think I finally talked him into doing. Like the lawman Pat Garrett, he did all kinds of stuff. What's his history? He was in El Paso quite a bit, and he had a family that made history.
And there's the family of the famous law enforcers, I guess you could say. A lot of them went on to really unique, interesting histories
and
made their own.
Yes,
Scarborough made some great, fascinating things themselves besides their famous parents.
Okay, July 11th coming in. Review the 12 Travelers Monument Project with Jody Schwartz and Nancy Howell. And plus the artist, Ethan Hauser, pardon me, will be calling in. July 18th, Carl Lombard. This is bizarre. He's from Las Cruces. He's back to explain a fabulous research archive in Las Cruces. It's called the Institute of Historical Survey Foundation. And if you ain't heard of it and you're a researcher, you need to hear about this. I went through it a couple of weeks ago, 10 days ago. Great place for Southwest history research.
Yes.
So that's what I got lined up here. There'll be more coming. I talked to Bonnie Waters. We'll get her on sometime in August.
Yes.
And her little wigwam.
Yes, and also I want to talk about a great group, a great gentleman that supports our show, and that's basically, let's talk about, do you want a more diversified financial portfolio, or are you unsure about your stock market investments in the light of the ups and downs of the market lately?
El Fuego's cousin.
Yes. Then you need to call Monterey Asset Management, a trusted source in Texas real estate investment community for over 20 years. Give Ray Baca and his team a call to learn more. That's Monterey Asset Management at 592-4549.
I bet he is related to El Fuego because his family came in from central New Mexico, he told me. I have to ask him about that.
I'll have to look that
anyway, he
up.
Supports the show. He's a good guy. And we only kid him when we need to. Yes. So, and right now we're not going to do that. okay, Patricia, where are you? Are you there? You're there.
I'm here.
Okay,
where
did we leave off? Harvey Girls, you want to touch on them any further?
Oh, yeah. You know, what I want to point out is the Harvey Girls were very essential to civilizing the West.
High-spirited.
And they did it one meal at a time.
But not scandalous.
Pardon?
Not scandalous.
No, not at all.
High-spirited, but not scandalous.
They were the high-spirited ones of my presentation.
There you go.
Because they were adventurous. They were willing to work very hard. And it was hard work to be a Harvey Girl. You were trained very, very definitely for about 6 weeks and then sent out to these different locations on the train lines. And as I said, you had to, you couldn't use paper or pen to write down the orders. If you had to just know what it was. And I think the thing that I like to think about with them is they worked hard, they were dedicated, but they had a lot of fun on their off times. And they just were very fine, upstanding models of what women were perceived to be, I think. And there were over 100,000 girls who worked on the Harvey line.
Wow, that's a lot.
5,000 stayed in the West and married ranchers and businessmen.
Well, now, these people were usually young women, were they not? Younger than...
They were young. They were 18, supposed to be 18 to 30. And
okay.
Some people, you know, would fudge their age a little bit if they looked a little older. And, and they got $17.50 to start with.
For what?
But they got room and board. They got their clothing.
But for what duration? Is that a day, a month, a year? What?
They were to sign contracts.
No, $17.50 is what?
No, $17.50. A month. Okay.
A month. That's okay. I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay, a month. Okay. Go ahead.
A month. And room and board was provided, plus their clothing was their work clothes were supplied. And they could earn tips, and they could... They really didn't have to spend any money. They seldom had time to see off work to spend money. So they could send that money home to the families.
Well, and they had, and when you say that we had time off, weren't they sort of regulated when they got off work?
Not, they worked long. When the trains came in, they were on duty.
Right.
And so those trains sometimes ran late hours at night, and they'd get the word, trains are coming, and they'd be ready. Now, you had those that were, you know, the dining room would be open to the public, but then they were available for the trains. So that was the main purpose, to feed the passengers on the trains.
Sure.
So they had to be ready. So they had to be available. There would be long days, sometimes 12-hour, more than that. Days.
Oh my! So the Harvey Girls. Now El Paso, being centrally located in the country, basically from east or west, it was a way station for like the stagecoaches originally, and for the Harvey Girls and the trains too. That's why there were a lot of hotels built here, weren't there?
Yes, and see, El Paso was considered a Union passenger station depot because it had two or more trains running through. They had them going east and west, plus north and south into Mexico.
That was different because most people didn't have that much connection. Right?
Say that again?
Most towns did not have that many connections, but we did.
No, they just had the one train going, That's when you talk about.
Yeah.
The Harvey houses, the way I learned all this, I couldn't figure out where the girls lived in the Harvey house in El Paso, there in the depot. They didn't live there because it was a Union passenger station depot. And they lived in those hotels and boarding houses. So right there, that were built up downtown.
Like San Francisco?
They lived in those places.
San Francisco Street, most likely, that's now all torn down.
All of those right along there. And then in the other smaller towns, there was one train going through. Therefore, the dormitory was upstairs.
Ah, okay.
And the girls lived upstairs.
Okay.
Yes.
Making a lot of sense there. All right. We got Patricia Kidney talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to come back after a break here and talk about women survivors of Pancho Villa's raid on Columbus.
Perfect.
Oh, my goodness. See what that's all about.
Yeah, that's a whole different group.
It must be. And so
they weren't Harvey girls.
No. And we'll take you on Facebook there. We got that email working. What the heck is that email?
Yeah, El Paso History
690@gmail.com. Send us a message there if you like, or call us. What the hey?
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Newsmax calls it the most important book of the 2020 election. Mike Huckabee says it's President Trump's playbook for victory. Mark Levin calls it indispensable for every conservative. Sean Spicer warns Trump critics it could ruin your day. And Donald Trump Jr. is telling everyone to read it. The new book is David Horowitz's Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. In Blitz, David Horowitz reveals President Trump's secret plan for victory and rips the lid off the secret agendas of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and those out to stop him. You need to get Blitz. Everyone is talking about it. You've seen David Horowitz on Fox News, CNN, and Newsmax TV. Now, Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Guys, are you feeling more tired, run down? When you spend so much time indoors like we've been, your body can't create all the energy it used to, making you feel sluggish. Listen, Ageless Male, the number one brand in male enhancement, has a solution. Ageless Male Core Energy. This isn't a caffeine spike. This is male-targeted nutrition working on the cellular level, helping to recharge your body's natural batteries so you can power through the day. Core Energy is coming to Walmart, but you can call now to order your bottle. Hurry, and you'll get a second bottle free. Plus, you'll get a free bottle of vitamin C and free shipping, too. Just call 1-800-489-2621. Ready for a recharge? Try Ageless Male Core Energy. And hurry for your 3 free gifts. Just call 1-800-489-2621. 1-800-489-2621. 1-800-489-2621.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready? Are you ready for This Week Only? This Week Only in El Paso, Inc. In El Paso, Inc. Go
the,
for it.
The owner of a popular El Paso bakery is looking to his social media followers to help him find a buyer for his business. Why he's selling Bella Cora Bakery, an excellent place. Well, I tell you, if I had the money,
you would buy it.
Yes.
You would live there and eat all the profits.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
I'm not a big sweet fan, but for their stuff,
you'll
I
do
am.
It. Okay, moving on to another El Paso Inc. story. Despite the pandemic, the business of building manufacturing space is booming, booming, mm-hmm. booming.
Yes.
Take a look inside one of the newest manufacturing facilities in the borderland.
Opponents of the city's plan to build a downtown arena suffered a stinging legal defeat. What's next for the long-delayed project?
Celebrating its 25th year, El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery.
Business. To order your copy of the El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra. COVID-19 closed El Paso area schools this spring, but now the plans are to reopen the schools for the fall of 2020. How is that looking as the virus continues in El Paso?
Host Saul Sines tells us how the school plans to cope with the virus. Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
Did you notice him on this week? He was a third anchor in the nightly news.
No, uh-uh.
At 10 o'clock, they had three of them sitting there talking to you.
Wow.
I have to see what that's all about. It was an interesting move. By
changes
the way.
Changes and changes.
Just to thank ABC 7 because they put us on with that Bernie Sargent stuff. That's very good stuff.
Ken Lovell and his crew over there. Great
and Brenda DeAnda Swan.
Really the only news I do watch.
Yeah, I like them. And then Eric Husby is a promotion guy. You got to thank him.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good deal over there because I think it's helping people realize how important El Paso history really is.
Yep.
We are on a corridor of history unlike any other in the country. There's no place that had this kind of history going by for hundreds and hundreds of years back in the day when nothing else was going on. I mean, basically, the East Coast was kind of plinking along, putting Jamestown, the famous 1619 event, BS. I mean, I call BS on that one. But anyway, the whole point about the East Coast developing, they don't take into account what went on here. It was huge.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And that's why everybody speaks Spanish, except me.
Yes.
And maybe you can do it, but I can't.
Poco.
Enough
of this. Enough to get in trouble, but not out of trouble.
I know who I'm being sworn at. Because I rode the bus when I was a kid in grade school. Okay, enough of that. Patricia Kidney's back with us. And Patricia, what do you mean women survivors of Pancho Villa's raid on Columbus, New Mexico? What happened there?
Well, we all know that Pancho Villa and his Villistas raided the town of Columbus, New Mexico, March 9th, 1916.
Mm-hmm.
And to get money and ammunition and there are all kinds of reasons why he did it, some political, some out of just he was angry with the government, different reasons. But I don't really touch on that as much as I talk about the women who survived the doggone thing. And I tell the firsthand stories of three of these gals who survived it, was there when it happened. And it sets it up and gives a different look to it when you bring names to numbers, it suddenly makes you realize, oh, this really was something else. So
for example, go ahead. Which one?
Well, for example, you know, I start off with Maud Wright, who was a rancher's wife kidnapped by Pancho Villa and her husband murdered on their ranch in northern Mexico. And they were marching from upward from Durango and parts south to reach Columbus. So as they gathered speed along the way, they kidnapped her and took her along because she was very good with horses and could manage the remuda of horses that they had to have for all these men. They kept her alive, and as it turns out, she went to her death saying she was not molested or anything like that by him or anybody else.
Oh.
Which was amazing in itself.
Yeah.
But she survived 9 days of hard travel through the desert and then into the mountains, and mostly at night because during the day the dust would raise alarm by the border people. Anyway, so they got up to Mexico, up to Columbus, and there's a hill there called Coots Hill. And that's where she says she waited with Pancho Villa while he directed the attack from the north, the east, the west, onto the town of Columbus.
Wow.
And he let her go. He let her go. And she actually survived it. Then the other gal was the switchboard operator.
Oh, yeah.
Who was there in her little house there. And actually, in the dark, heard the bullets coming. And she managed to, in the dark, work that switchboard to reach out to Deming, New Mexico, operator. And at first, the Deming operator hung up on her because she couldn't hear her. She was whispering. And, so she said, called her back and said, don't call me back. Listen, we're being attacked. Send help. So that brought in the help from Deming, which was 30 miles away from the National Guard and anybody else. And then the other one that I talk about is a letter that was written by the mother of the hotel owner, Hotel Hoover. Sarah Hoover wrote this to family 3 days after, describing that, the way it was with the bullets coming in and the rampage and the fire and the looting. And before it was all over, there was just a great number of people killed.
Well, now, you don't tell these stories in first person, do you?
In this one, I don't. I don't tell these. This one, I have portrayed this stuff like Grace Logan from Concordia, who was a writer and society editor. Sometime I've told things like this from her standpoint of reporting on
right.
it.
Okay.
It's very hard to do that in first person and to switch into three different people in one program. This one is, but I am in costume. I do have my artifacts, my little things that I share with everybody.
You bring a switchboard? You bring a switchboard with you, right?
No, I don't bring a switchboard.
Okay.
I have many other props. But what I do is then I give each person in the crowd the name of one of the casualties.
Oh, my.
And I read the name off and ring that bell.
And they fall over dead in their chair right there in the audience, right?
They're in the audience, yeah.
But they fall over. Never mind.
Yeah, they just answer. They just answer present. But when you do that, it just brings it all focused into these were real people with real lives, and there are descendants today. I've gotten their stories from descendants.
Oh yeah.
And other research.
Patricia, one more break here, and when we come back, you got two left. You got El Paso Madams, Etta Clark, and Tilly Howard. But just so people know, what you do is you reenact and or portray and sometimes just tell the story of these particular people we've been talking about for an hour and a half. And they are the ones who were the originals in the West. What you're doing now is keeping their stories alive.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
To get a hold of Patricia, don't call her right now because I think she's on that phone. 591-2326. Is that right? I got that right?
Yes,
right.
You got that right.
Yes.
And you have her email sitting over there?
Yes, I do. I'm going to put that up on our Facebook page.
pkidney@aol.com.
Yes.
So if you want to hire her, and what she does, she takes your money and gives it to Concordia, which is kind of a neat thing because Concordia Heritage Association is a nonprofit, and they get a donation out of this, I guess, if they do it right, right?
That's right.
Way cool.
Help support, and enjoy listening to her talk and also support a good cause, Concordia Heritage.
Well, she's kind of funny in the meantime. And you'll be making an appearance, I don't know as which of these women, but you'll be making an appearance today at Pepe's.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
As soon as
yes.
you get off the phone, you're going to jump in the car. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay.
On the road.
We'll see you at Pepe's probably by 12:30, give or take. Patricia Kidding, we'll be back in a minute. We'll just take a break and come back. Shall we do that? 3, 2, 1, Andrew, hit the button.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
For those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help. complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
American postal workers serve on the front lines of the pandemic, getting essential medicine, supplies, and critical mail to you. But this emergency has devastated the post office's finances. While corporations get billions in stimulus funds, the Postal Service gets nothing. And it could run out of money soon. That would mean the end of delivery to every address in America. Tell Congress to save the post office, because it's yours. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union.
Doctors Real Friends is the podcast that recaps the television sitcom Scrubs from the perspective of the series stars Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
I'm sure this is so annoying, but I just want to say I love the show. And I'm always like, it's not annoying. Are you kidding me? That's like the best compliment you can give us. So,
well, it's annoying when you're eating food.
Join Zach and Donald twice a week as they interview former cast members, directors, and even creator Bill Lawrence. Listen to Fake Doctors Real Friends on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I tell you, I'm going to go to Pepe's.
Pepe's.
And you
Pepe's.
Are, too.
I'm going to,
even
yes.
Bernie Sargent TV man.
Maybe if I let him.
Oh, it's up to you guys. But that's after the show by 12:30. We'll be out there, 6761 Donovan Drive. And also, if you're in Central, don't forget Amigos.
Yes.
Amigos has fabulous food down there.
Yeah, in fact, right now with the traffic the way it is, probably Amigos.
If you're on that side of town, go to Amigos.
Go to Amigos because the freeway is closed down.
And Patricia,
west.
If you're going to go the other one.
We know which way she's going to go.
Oh, she'll probably go over the mountain.
She'll take a stage across the mountains.
Oh, that's even cool. Okay, what do you got? You got something to read
Keystone there. Keystone Heritage Park is open and welcomes everyone back to the Desert Botanical Gardens and the amazing wetlands daily from 9 a.m. to sunset, Tuesdays through Sunday. And they're only closed on Mondays. And if you're interested in holding your special event in the gardens, give us a call at 915-584-0563 or want more information, because I'll probably answer the phone. It's in my house. Or visit the Keystone Heritage Park webpage at keystoneheritagepark.com. And we want you to know, when visiting the park or running the gardens for your next special event, that the entrance donations, $1 for children, $2 for adults, and park rental fees all go to support Keystone Heritage Park.
It's, and you should do
one
that.
One of those unique event areas.
Because you guys run it all as volunteers. Yeah, there's nobody getting paid out there. But you have expenses. You got a bathroom maintained.
Water. Well, the bathrooms are closed right now. But you know, we have the yards, the garden to take care of, water, some maintenance, you know, things like that we got to do.
So. Somebody pays an electric bill out there, don't they?
Yes, they do. We do.
Okay, so there that is it. Okay, Patricia Kidney, you got about 3 minutes, maybe four, to tell us about El Paso Madams Etta Clark and Tilly Howard.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there were five. They were called the Big Five, Madam. And there was Alice Abbott, Etta Clark, Dipsy Davenport, May Palmer, and Tilly Howard. And they all had their – Melissa explained they had them all within that area downtown. And they would – they each competed with each other, of course, to see who'd get – the most customers, but also who had the best girls, the prettiest girls, the best surroundings. And it was always something going on with these gals. They, each one in their own right, were a story in itself. But do we want to talk about the the Big Alice and Etta Clark shootout.
Let me ask you something. This is all summarized in a book that Gordon Frost wrote, right?
The Gentleman's
That's
Club.
True.
And is that still for sale? Somebody said it was.
You can find them online. I have two copies.
Yeah. Two copies.
I have two copies.
Are you selling one?
No.
No.
I will. Yes, I have one that's actually autographed by him. But no, you can find them online. They're very expensive, though. They are they're one of the best known books on prostitution, not just for El Paso, but about prostitution as a whole.
How did Gordon Frost know all this stuff, Patricia? Do you have any idea?
Well, he did a lot of research, but Bobby McNellis was one of his primary sources, and Bobby, you know, was had grown up here in El Paso and knew Juarez and El Paso like the back of his hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Bobby was a big contributor, and other than that, I don't know about all his sources.
He just—I think, like everybody else, he just does research. He talked to people. He actually talked to people that had been prostitutes.
I remember you guys reenacted this for Six Guns and Shady Ladies, and you had a fight over one of the girls. I remember we put that in a video. We did.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So what was that all about? That was a real fight.
It was a real fight between two madams. There was a gal who was just the cream of the crop. Everybody loved her. And she apparently decided she wanted to change working houses.
Bessie Colvin.
She felt Big Alice was not treating her fairly and cheated her out of her money and her clothes. And she drank a lot because, you know, things happened. Anyway, so she decided she was going to go to work for Etta Clark with Etta's encouragement. Now, Big Alice was, oh, my goodness, close to 300 pounds. Is that about right?
She was 6 foot, almost 300 pounds, or at 300 pounds.
That's a lot of big
and
woman.
She's a big woman.
And Etta Clark, whose house Bessie wanted to work in, was one of these petite little 5 foot something.
She was
very, very petite. And so they got into a big tussle over this. And so after a couple of, you know, tussling and slapping, threats on Etta's life, because Etta was determined to have Alice, to have Bessie work for her, and Alice was determined she wasn't, it ended up with Alice saying she was going to kill little Etta Clark for taking her girl away from her. At that point, little Miss Etta grabbed a pistol and shot Big Alice. Now, she shot her. Her aim was pretty good.
I'm going to let you tell this story.
She shot her where she makes her money,
God. Is that how you're going to phrase that? What did the newspaper say? They quoted
the newspaper said, shot her in the public arch.
Yes.
We get it.
Yes.
Okay. And that must have been the end of that part of her career for a while, at least.
Well, for a little while, but she was so angry, she threatened to kill the reporter who wrote the story.
Oh, my God.
Alice was not ready to give up anything.
All right, Patricia.
Ran him out of town and later set little Etta's house on fire.
Oh, God. That got pretty wild down there.
That stuff is going back and forth.
On Utah Street.
There was something going on with these gals between each other and with the customers all the time.
Okay, Patricia, we got to go. There's our music. We'll see you out at Pepe's. Thank you for being here on the radio with us.
It was fun.
Great stories about all kinds of history, El Paso and otherwise. And Andrew Polk in our control room, thank you much for doing everything in there. Melissa, shall we show up again next week?
We shall show up again after going to Pepe's today.
To Pepe's today. We'll see everybody then, and it's the El Paso History Show you've been listening to.
Yes.
See you at ephistory.com for the archives. Take care, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.